Only 2.1 million people filed for unemployment last week. Have we hit bottom? It's the business news headlines for Thursday, the 28th day of May. Thanks for being with us, everybody. Airline job cuts are coming, speaking of work. The April numbers for pending home sales is not good. We've got retail store closing numbers for you. Automated security checks. That's keeping people from renting a place to live. Millions of people are working from home. So what happens next? We've got the Wall Street Report and the going out of business sales from JCPenney to start up. Let's get to it.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and yeah, you can follow us on Twitter, that much maligned social media platform lately anyway. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. We're there all day long, sharing news and information on that platform as well. Well, this morning, the Labor Department said 2.1 million more Americans filed for unemployment benefits last week. That's more than a Dow estimate of 2 million people. The pace of new filings, however, has dropped from previous weeks. Continuing claims, which represent a better unemployment picture, plunged by nearly 4 million in their first decline since the coronavirus outbreak. Now, however, more than 30 million Americans are out of work, with economists saying the worst may, just may, be behind us. And that spirit led the markets higher today, at least for a time. I'll have those numbers in just a bit. American Airlines will join others in cutting staff as the lack of bookings continues to hamper travel. According to an internal memo, American Airlines will eliminate 30% of management and administrative jobs as it moves to slash costs amid the impact of COVID-19 on the travel industry. The company is also offering volunteer buyouts through June 10th in a further bid to rein in expenses as it loses millions of dollars daily operating fewer flights. And American is not alone. British discount airliner EasyJet said today it expects to reduce its 15,000-strong workforce by up to a third, and aviation giant Boeing announced earlier this week that it will pare its headcount by 12,000 people through a combination of layoffs and buyouts. Well, the National Association of Realtors said today that pending home sales, which measure signed contracts on existing homes, fell a wider-than-expected 21.8% in April compared to March of this year. Sales were down 33.8% this year compared with April of last year, and that is the largest decline since the National Association of Realtors began tracking this metric way back in January of 2001. Regionally, pending sales in the Northeast fell by 48% month-to-month and were 52% lower than a year ago. Here in the Midwest, sales dropped by 16% for the month, and they were down by 26% from April of 2019. Sales in the South fell 15% monthly and 29% annually. And then in the West, sales dropped by 20% there and 37.2% annually. So what does all this mean? Well, pending sales are a future indicator of closings 1 to 2 months out, and it's used as an indicator for, yeah, you guessed it, the strength of the economy. Speaking of the economy, today we learned that over 3,600 retail establishments have closed so far this year. But if there's any good news here, that's way less than the number of stores that closed during the same period of time last year. According to an analysis by Business Insider, more than 9,300 store closings were announced in the United States in all of 2019, smashing the previous record of roughly 8,000 store closures in 2017. Now, the number of store closings this year could be even higher than previous records. All of that according to estimates from the real estate firm Cushman & Wakefield. The firm estimated last year, prior to the coronavirus epidemic, that as many as 12,000 major chain stores could close this year. The pandemic is now putting even more stores in danger of closing as retailers grapple with dramatic drops in sales and in traffic. Well, the story is this. The growing data economy and the rise of American rentership since the 2008 financial crisis have fueled a rapid expansion in the tenant screening industry. I haven't heard about this, had you? Well, that industry is now valued at $1 billion. The companies produce cheap and fast, but not necessarily accurate reports for an estimated 9 out of 10 landlords across the country. That's a bunch. But here is what can and did happen. The legal troubles for Samantha Johnson seemed huge. Burglary and domestic assault in Minnesota, selling meth and jumping bail in Kentucky, driving without insurance in Arkansas. There's disorderly conduct charges, theft, lying to a police officer, unspecified crimes, and way too many narcotics charges to count. Now, that is what the landlord for an apartment in St. Helens, Oregon, saw when he ran a background check for Samantha Johnson, a prospective tenant, in 2018. But none of those charges were hers. The automated backup check for Ms. Johnson cast a wide net, looking for negative information from criminal databases, even in states where she had never lived, and pulling in records for women whose middle names, races, and dates of birth, that didn't even match hers. In combined criminal records from 5 other women, 4 Samantha Johnsons, and a woman who had used the name as an alias, even though the screening report said she was an active inmate in a Kentucky jail at the time, all confounded the issue. "You can totally tell we're not the same person at all," said Mrs. Johnson, who eventually got the apartment after she convinced the landlord that she was not a criminal. The reports can be created in just a few seconds using searches based on partial names or incomplete dates of birth. Tenants generally have no choice but to submit to the screenings and typically pay an application fee for the privilege. Automated reports are usually delivered to landlords without a human ever glancing at the results to see if they contain obvious mistakes. All of this according to court records and interviews. A review of hundreds of federal lawsuits filed against screening companies over the past 10 years shows how hasty, sloppy matches can lead to reports that wrongly label people deadbeats, criminals, or even sex offenders. Large background firms, including RealPage, CoreLogic, and TransUnion, declined interview requests for an article written by the New York Times and referred specific questions to a trade group, the Consumer Data Industry Association. Well, as millions of U.S. office workers stretch into their third month of navigating the world's largest work-from-home experiment, business leaders are announcing that remote work is here to stay long after the pandemic subsides. Some companies like Google have announced that workers who don't need to be on-site can extend their work-from-home arrangement until the end of the year. Others like Twitter and Facebook have committed to letting people work remotely forever, if they so choose. So, if you get to work from home, what do you do next? Well, experts in the field say there are many considerations from knowing how you work best to sharing your work with your family. Plus, it's wise to make sure the expectations of your job are clear. So make sure you have that talk with your boss. Then there's the business of setting up business in your home. And look, I've been doing this for years. As a business owner, we moved out of a fancy office complex over 12, 14 years ago. And I can tell you there are expenses from equipment to computers and a host of other things, like even maintenance and transforming a spare room into an office that is going to be on your shoulders. Now, while your employer may be helping with these costs, there's still an investment that you will need to make. So finally, constant communication with your peers as well as your boss is essential. Reporting and communicating is time-consuming but vital for the success of your new life in working from home. And by the way, take a break every once in a while and do the laundry. Enjoy. Well, the markets were poised for yet another day in the green, but in the closing hour of trade, all of that was dashed as the Dow closed down 147 points, or 6/10. At its session high, it was up 210 points. The S&P 500 slid by 2/10, giving back a jump of 1%, and meanwhile, the NASDAQ dropped by nearly 0.5%. So what happened? Well, President Trump announced that he will hold a news conference tomorrow regarding China. Trump's announcement came after China's National People's Congress approved a national security bill for Hong Kong. The bill will bypass Hong Kong's legislature, raising concerns over the longevity of Hong Kong's one-party, two-systems approach, which has allowed additional freedoms mainland China residents do not have. Now, if the Hong Kong response involves broad sanctions against individuals or entities, that could be a larger issue and not something we could easily dismiss. Stocks traded higher for most of the session as the latest unemployment data signaled the worst of the economic damage from the coronavirus pandemic may be over. Underscore the word may. Stay tuned. And finally, there is this. According to a JCPenney attorney, store going out of business sales will begin at select stores within weeks. The chain is poised to close 242 stores permanently through its Chapter 11 bankruptcy restructuring plan, leaving it with about 600 remaining locations. Complicating the plan is the pandemic, which forced all of the retailers' department stores to close temporarily. Now, some of those locations have reopened with social distancing restrictions in place. The company's lawyers expect to identify the locations that will be permanently shuttered in a court filing on June the 4th. Bankruptcy Judge David Jones is expected to hold a hearing about the proposed closures on the 11th day of June. Well, that's a wrap for this edition of the Business News Headlines. Thanks so much for coming by. For all of us associated with this daily project, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, conducted, and done for us exclusively by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful, and most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.